Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and let's head to Fenway Park in Boston, Mass. That's where Orioles right fielder Nick Markakis is. Nick, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. So tell me about the club after a day off yesterday, taking 2 out of 3 in Toronto. You look up at the standings, and not much has changed.
No. It's going to be tough the rest of the way. Your goal is to win every series, but this time of year, you need to win every game. We felt one got away from us in Toronto, but we ended up taking 2 out of 3, so we can't complain.
After missing the September component of last season, I know you feel that's kind of an ancient story for you, and you've been in the thick of it this entire year with the club. Has this been what you thought it would be as far as the intensity to every ball game?
Yeah, it's from here on out, every game matters, and we'd like to win every game. We know it's possible, but we also know it's pretty tough to, do considering the teams that we're playing. But our focus is one game at a time, and that starts tonight. We know the schedule we got coming up, and like I said, we can't look ahead. Today we got the Red Sox. We gotta win this game, and then we move forward from there.
It's almost astonishing to think, Nick, the shift in one-run games compared to last year's club. And obviously last year's club was almost operating on a different level in those games. But this year's club has struggled. A winning percentage in the mid-300s in one-run games. And over a recent stretch, a lot of close losses that may or may not be the reason the Orioles get to the postseason or not. A lot of struggles with runners in scoring position over the last week or two. Is that something that is a collective slump? How do you describe when a team goes through something like that?
No, it's tough. We're human. We're out there trying the best that we can, and sometimes things don't work out. But you have to look at the overall big picture. We've lost some games that we should have won, and we've won some games that we shouldn't have won. So it kind of balances itself out, and it's tough. We're all out there trying. We're trying our hardest, and that's all you can ask out of your players and your teammates, is to go out there and give 100%. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So, like I said, we're concentrated on one game at a time, and we move out from there.
Orioles Gold Glove outfielder Nick Markakis with us for another few moments here on BAL. Nick, you are one of the most consistent athletes and baseball players I've ever seen. The numbers year in and year out speak for themselves. This year, offensively, I'm sure you would attest it's been a slight dip in your overall statistics, kind of a rough stretch in the second half. Can you point to anything that hasn't felt comfortable? To me, what comes to mind is maybe, because we're so used to your consistency, that maybe the hand is bothering you from last year. Has that cropped up at all?
No. Injury-wise, I'm fine. After I came back from my injuries last year, I thought I swung the bat well, and I was where I was at, where I wanted to be. It's a tough stretch. You look at any player's career, Hall of Famers, just anybody. They have several off years and not where they want to be. It's a matter of, finding what's wrong in your swing and correcting it. It's about making adjustments. This year it's been a struggle for me. It's been tough, pinpointing that one thing. As of lately, I felt comfortable. I'm starting to drive the ball a little more. It's just a matter of finding that hitch in your swing and smoothing it out. But the overall picture, I can't look at what I've done in the past this year. I got 13 games left to try and help my team get to where we want to get. And that's what I'm focused on right now.
Mind you, in an off year for Nick Markakis, you have a shot at 90 runs and about 180 base hits. So I think a lot of players would take your off year.
Yeah. There's different ways you can look at it. But like I said, I'm not where I want to be. I wasn't where I wanted to be all year. But if you have a long enough career, those type of years are going to pop up. Even this is my eighth year, I still learn from this year. It's a learning process. You can ask guys like Jeter and those type of players, it's about being consistent and moving on and learning from your mistakes. Guys learn. Every day, even guys that have been here 20 years, they still learn every day. It's baseball. It's a tough game. It's a tough sport. It's physically tough, mentally tough. We play 162 games. We're out there for 8 months. you know, your struggles are bound to happen. It's just a matter of making the adjustments and figuring them out. So, you know, like I said, what happened, what I've done this year is in the past. I'm looking forward to these next 13 games with these guys, and, you know, we're going to go all out. We're going to go balls to the wall, and, you know, we're going to have fun with it.
All right, one more quick one here, Nick. Ryan Dempster tonight, what are you looking for?
You know, I'm looking for a ball out over the plate. He's a guy who's going to nibble. He's going to use all his pitches in all counts, and, you know, you got to look for that one mistake and try not to miss it. And hopefully when I miss it or I don't miss it or other guys on the team don't miss it, we have some guys on base and we score some runs for our pitcher. And, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge. But, you know, we're all looking forward to it and, you know, we're ready to roll.
Well, Nick, we really appreciate it. I do want to send a big congratulations out on your third child, Toby, with your wife, Christina, and Keith Mills, who emceed the Big 5K a few weeks ago with you and your wife. The proceeds were just off the charts, and a lot of late money coming in as well, tripled what you got on race day. So just a huge congratulations on those two things.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Nick Markakis. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.